Of course, a better solution would be to skip tuition payments altogether. Most families don't have that option. But those whose sons or daughters attend the College of the Ozarks do. The small Missouri school charges no tuition at all. Instead, students pay their way by working at jobs ranging from milking cows to making fruitcakes. The unusual approach has made the school one of the most successful and sought-after colleges in the country. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Mary Margaret Link is in many ways typical of students who attend College of the Ozarks. She's from the St. Louis area and the fourth in her family to go here. Most students come from the region, and many have siblings or parents who attended the college. Link, who's now a sophomore, says she was attracted to the school by the friendly atmosphere and free tuition, and that she doesn't mind working for her education, even in her first semester when she had to report to her job at the campus restaurant at 5 a.m.
The one thing that gets you to go to work in the morning is knowing you're going to graduate with a zero balance. That was my motivation, 4:45, walking uphill. I'm going to graduate for free.
Ever since College of the Ozarks was founded nearly a century ago, work has been considered a key component. For its first 50 years, it was a boarding school for disadvantaged elementary and secondary students, teaching them work skills and at the same time requiring them to pay their way through what today is called sweat equity. When the school became a college in the mid-1960s, it retained that ethic, that of a Christian school serving low-income students that places an emphasis on character and work, and which to this day still charges no tuition. Signs on campus proclaim College of the Ozarks' nickname, Hard Work U. The cafeteria at College of the Ozarks looks, smells, and sounds like college cafeterias everywhere. Students and faculty file past steam tables and heat lamps. But many of those serving food, like first semester freshman Megan Still, are students. Still, from Mountain Home, Arkansas, learned about College of the Ozarks from her high school math teacher. She says balancing classes and work can sometimes be a challenge.
I have exploration of the arts before this, so I have to run. I have 10 minutes to change and get here on time. Yeah, it's really hard to make it on time, but I usually do.
Some of the jobs here, like those in the cafeteria, aren't that different from low-wage jobs students fill in colleges and universities across the country. But students at College of the Ozarks also staff the college-run construction company, the fire department, the machine shop, the water treatment plant, and even the farm. Brian Otting is a professor and assistant manager of the school's dairy operation.
Besides dairy, we also have a beef operation. We use their meat also on campus. We have our own processing plant on campus. Our hog farm is off campus, and we also use about all the hogs we can produce. We use for hams, smoked hams, processed meats and stuff like that.
Students do almost all of the work on the farm, from the calf barn to the slaughterhouse. But for many, like senior Leslie Shepherd, the work holds little novelty.
This is the milker itself, and you attach these to each one of the teats on the cow, and then her milk is pulled out of her udder by a vacuum system.
Shepherd was raised on a farm and helps out with the milking at home. So getting up at 4 a.m. to milk the school's 50 Holsteins and Guernseys was nothing new. Shepherd's matter-of-fact attitude toward work is shared by most of the students here. In fact, that's part of the point. All students are required to work 15 hours a week in campus jobs. Some can't hack it and drop out. But college president Jerry Davis says the rest learn the value of work, and they earn their college education. He says the idea makes as much sense today as a century ago.
Those who don't have a lot of resources deserve an opportunity, and if they're given a chance to work, then they feel a sense of accomplishment, and I think their self-esteem is enhanced, and that's very important.
Other colleges, such as Warren Wilson in North Carolina, along with Berea and Alice Lloyd in Kentucky, also allow students to work off some portion of their tuition. But at College of the Ozarks, the combination of free tuition and a work requirement has proven especially successful, not just for the students, but also for the institution. The school, which has about 1,500 students, is usually ranked among the top 15 small colleges in the Midwest. It now receives a dozen applications for every opening. The school's low acceptance rate ranks it just under Juilliard, Harvard, Princeton, and Columbia as one of the most exclusive schools in the country.
Smells good.
Stepping into the fruitcake bakery, the college experience here hardly seems exclusive. Amber Boggs, a senior from Haskell, Oklahoma, has worked in the bakery since her freshman year.
This is where we make apple butter and jelly. We pour everything in that vat and heat it through steam. And then basically we all have a job. There's one person that pours, one person that wipes all the excess jelly and apple butter off the jars. One person will twist on the lids to make sure they seal, and then one person will water bathe the jars to make sure that they do seal.
Throughout the region, College of the Ozarks is almost as famous for its fruitcakes and jellies as it is for its education. Every year, Boggs and the other students produce some 25,000 fruitcakes and 30,000 jars of jelly, each carrying the school's slogan, "Hard Work You." Boggs says she doesn't mind the work, though it is stressful dealing with tour buses bringing seniors from nearby Branson. She says deciding to enroll here was easy.
It was a Christian college and free education if you work 15 hours a week. And there's lots of colleges in Oklahoma, but even a community college, it's cheaper to go here.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for the opportunities that you give us. We're so thankful to live in this country and to go to this school. And Lord, we just pray your blessings on this meal.
Back at the cafeteria, the school's basketball coach, Steve Shepard, leads the daily prayer. The college places an emphasis not just on work, but also on spiritual growth and patriotism. President Jerry Davis says it's a formula that appeals not just to prospective students, but also to benefactors.
I think the work ethic, working your way, is a powerful thing in this society. And a lot of people who've done well started out with very little, and they want to help those who help themselves.
While they generate some revenue, the jobs filled by students don't offset the cost of a college education. Because it charges no tuition, College of the Ozarks relies almost totally on contributions and its endowment to pay its bills. That's become easier in recent years as the school's reputation has spread. It's also become a regional tourist attraction, and Davis says he now routinely receives sizable donations and bequests from people with no connection to the school whatsoever. The college's public relations director, Camille Howell, says it wasn't always like this.
There's one famous story about an old president we had named Doc Good. And Dr. Good had someone come to him with this handful of cash, and they said, Doc, I just feel so bad about this money. I want to give it to you, but I don't know if you'll take it. I won it gambling. And supposedly Doc Good said, "Let me have it, son. It's been in the devil's hands long enough."
Howell says College of the Ozarks doesn't operate that way anymore. But with its working students, its national reputation, and a total endowment of $260 million and growing, it doesn't need to. Greg Allen, NPR News.